CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, the alarm, get it. I can't reach it.
Oh, why? What's the matter?
Turn the alarm off before it wakes the whole family, dear.
Oh.
Get it.
Golly. 3:30? Who in Sam Hill set the alarm for 3:30?
I did. Don't go back to sleep because I want you to get up and help me. I want Aunt Effie getting up now.
Get up at 3:30 in the morning? What are you talking about?
I want you to help me with the turkey. We get it stuffed and tied and in the oven, you can come back up to bed. But I...
You out of your mind or something? 3:30? Don't turn on the light, please.
It's a 28-pound turkey, and it'll take at least 9 hours to bake. I suddenly realized after we went to bed that if we're going to eat dinner by 1 o'clock, turkey has to go in the oven by 4. Now, here's your bathrobe, dear, and your slippers. Now, come on.
I don't believe this. I just don't believe it.
And I didn't either. I was lying here in the dark trying to figure a 28-pound turkey and how long it would take a cooker. Finally, I had to get up and get paper and pencil and do the multiplying. I just, thought of getting up.
This isn't typical, you and your arithmetic. As usual, you multiplied wrong, no doubt, which explains why I'm awakened at 3:30 in the morning.
All right, you figure it out. Turkey weighs 28 pounds, and if you allow 20 minutes to the pound, multiply that, and you get, where's my paper? You get 560 minutes divided by 60 is 9 hours and 20 minutes, right?
Oh, golly, I don't know. Here, you could give me the pencil and paper.
I thought you could always do these things in your head, dear.
At this hour, I probably couldn't even add 2 and 2 in my head. Boy, the house is cold, too. Now, let me see. 28-pound turkey. Oh, golly, 20 minutes to the pound.
Hours and 20 minutes. That's what you got, too.
Yeah. Look, why in Sam Hill...
Put your voice down. Wake the children and Aunt Effie and Elvin? No reason why they should all get up, too, just because we have to.
There isn't any reason why anybody in his right mind should get up at 3:30 in the morning to put a turkey in the oven.
Now, your family and my family are arriving for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, it was decided we'd better have dinner by 1 o'clock, because they all have to drive back home today. Now, unless you want to put 25 people up for the night, we have to have an early dinner.
All right. Let's get the bird in the oven.
Dear, will you please hold the turkey steady while I'm trying to sew him up?
You got too much stuffing in this.
No,
turkey.
I haven't. If you would help me a little instead of just standing there with your eyes closed.
Look, I am so darn sleepy.
My dear, but this has to be done. What happened to those wonderful metal clamps I have somewhere is a mystery to me. So much better than all this sewing him up with needle and thread.
Oh, honey, here. Let me do it, will you?
No.
Yes,
right,
just but... give me the needle.
Well, all right, here.
Yeah.
I'll try to hold the sides together.
No, just let me do it. Let me do it. Huh? I mean, it's just be easier, that's all. Seems to me you need a bigger needle than this.
Well, I know. It's the biggest one I could find.
Now then, you want me to do a cross stitch or a running stitch?
Oh.
Or shall I be real fancy and embroider our initials?
Sew him up. Get him in the oven. It's nearly 4 o'clock now. Oh, I better get out the roaster, too.
Well, I tell you one thing. I had known I had to get up at 3:30 in the morning to put any turkey in the oven, we'd never have asked that whole kitten caboodle of relatives to come over.
I know, but I just... What did you do?
Keep quiet. Don't wake the family.
Stand still. Don't lose the needle. Where is it?
It's in my finger.
Oh. Well, just dance around. Stand still. Let me see. Honestly, I pulled it out. Now you're all right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, honey, get away. Don't drip blood on the turkey. Now, put your finger under the faucet.
Boy, that is what I call sympathy.
Well, now I've heard footsteps upstairs. You must have awakened Aunt Effie letting out a yell like that. You just pricked your finger, really.
That needle went in at least half an inch. Right. Half an inch.
All right. Half an inch. Let it bleed, then wash your hands with soap and water.
Yeah.
And the first aid kit is on the bottom shelf of that cupboard. I think you're going to live, dear.
Boy, you certainly would have made a terrible nurse, is all I got to say.
I have had lecture after lecture from you on not being too sympathetic when the children get hurt. Take it in your stride, you always say, or they'll think they're hurt worse than they are.
Well, certainly, that's right. That's my advice for the children. When I'm wounded, especially in the line of duty, I expect to be babied and pampered.
Oh, I see.
All right, dear. I am terribly sorry you stabbed yourself with a needle.
My goodness. What's happened?
Oh, now you've got
them. What are you doing up at this hour?
Morning, Aunt Effie. Dawned on me after we all went to bed that with a 28-pound turkey, it would take 9 hours or more to bake. We won't eat by one. It has to go in the oven by four.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I thought of that, too, after Alvin and I went to bed. And then I thought, well, maybe she's planning to eat later.
Now, no. You know, we decided we had to eat early. And the folks probably won't get here until, 11:30 or 12. Then if we eat by one and we want any time to sit around and visit afterwards, and I know they'll all want to start back before dark. Mm. You know, most of them have quite a drive.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm up. I'll help.
Didn't you ask what happened to me?
What?
I stuck my finger with a needle. Went in about half an inch.
Needle? My goodness, don't you have those metal clamps for the turkey?
Yes, somewhere. Of course, no, I can't find them, you know.
Where are the Band-Aids?
Well, you can't use Band-Aids on a turkey. They wouldn't stick.
Oh, for my finger.
Don't finish up throwing the turkey. Have you got the oven on, the roaster out? I was getting the roaster out when he let out this yell.
I know, I heard him. That's what woke me. Honestly, a grown man.
Look, I was sad. Here. Look, you can see where it went. See, look there. See this? Right there.
I wanted Effie to kiss it and make it well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does.
All right. Come on. Let's get Oscar there in the oven so we can all catch a few more winks before daybreak.
Well, honey, as long as we're up, I think we might as well stay up.
Oh!
Well, now, there will be 25 of us for dinner. Now, there are things we just couldn't do until the last minute anyway. We've got to set the table, round up enough chairs. In fact, you could start bringing down things from upstairs, like my dressing table bench, you know, and Betsy's dressing table bench and things like that. Here's the roaster. I think I'll start peeling potatoes, so, you know, we don't have that.
That's the largest roaster you have?
Yes. Why, don't you think that we can...
Why, no, dear. This is a 28-pound turkey. You never get it in...
Oh, love of Mike, Aunt Effie is right. You've been planning to use this?
Mm. Yes, it's the only roaster we've got. In fact, it's the largest anything we've got. Oh, of course, let's try it. Mix it in. Put it in.
Turkey is not going to go in there. I can tell you that right now.
Quiet. Honey, lift it in, will you?
You can tell from looking at it.
Could you try it?
Hey, boy. It's more like 38 pounds. Ah. Look. Yeah, now, satisfied?
Oh, dear, you must have known it wouldn't fit.
I never thought, Aunt Effie. I just, you know, had the turkey and I get out the roast.
Well, what do we do? Well, haven't you anything larger? Anything?
No, I know I haven't. There's no sense prowling through the cupboards.
Well, now, do you know anybody who's got a large roaster?
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I suppose everyone's using her own roaster. Wait a minute. Ann Lundell isn't there. Going to her mother's for dinner. Maybe we could borrow Ann's. I'll call her.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well,
you cannot call somebody at this hour and ask to borrow a roaster or anything else.
Look, Ann is one of my closest friends. She will understand that I'm on a spot.
4 o'clock in the morning.
We've got to get the turkey in the oven if we're going to eat by 1 o'clock.
If we wait until 8 o'clock to call Ann, that's 4 hours long. We couldn't possibly eat until late afternoon.
If we don't eat until 5, then you'll have to give them all lunch when they get here.
Yeah, heavens, we certainly didn't plan on giving people lunch. Now, darling, please go upstairs and get dressed, will you?
Get dressed?
As it is, we won't get the turkey in now before 5, which means eating at 2 o'clock. An hour lost already, which is just about what it will take you to drive over to Ann's and get the roaster. Now, I'll call Ann, so if you will please get dressed.
No, sir. No, I am not arriving at anybody's house at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ann would kill me, and I wouldn't blame her.
Ann is my closest friend. Now, don't worry. She'll understand.
Golly, Ann, I'm awful sorry. I know it's an unearthly hour to get anybody up.
Yes, it certainly is. Come in.
I said, you know, Ann will kill me, and I wouldn't blame her.
Well, frankly, I thought of it, but Thanksgiving, so I decided to let you live.
Sorry, I had to ring the doorbell, Ann. I understood, you know, you were going to leave the roaster on the back porch, and I'd just pick it up. Well, I couldn't find the roaster out there, so I...
It's in the top cupboard, and I can't get it down. Jack always has to do it for me, and I knew he'd kill me if I woke him.
Yeah, sure. Well,
in that top cupboard up there. And there's some candles inside it.
So be careful. Don't want to wake Jack and the children.
No, I'll be careful. Come on, that top cupboard up there.
Oh.
That one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Look, you got a kitchen stepladder, Ann?
Oh, it's broken. You have to climb up on the counter there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's okay. I can manage. Boy, you know, I kept saying I hate to do this to Ann, and she said, oh, Ann's my closest friend. She'll understand.
It's in that top cupboard. Now, be careful when you pull it out.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly is nice of you. We really appreciate it. Oh, here it is. Now then, if I can just get it out without... Hey, I got it. Look, as I said, we can't thank you enough.
Careful. Now look out for the other kettle.
Yeah, well, I got it. Ah! Oh, God, get to the
Well, honey, it'd be great for you didn't fall and break a leg. Having to climb up the way you did with one foot on the stove, just be glad it was only a bunch of kettles that fell down, dear.
Well, I wonder if you have any idea how I felt when the rest of Ann's family came galloping down to the kitchen. Jack, who thought a burglar had broken in. Then the two children, who started to cry. Dog was barking, and Jack's mother, who kept yelling, I'll call the police! I'll call the police!
Oh, that's ridiculous. Didn't that explain?
Oh, yes, everybody simmered down, but I can assure you, not one of them understood why it was necessary for anybody to be borrowing a turkey roaster at 4:30 in the morning, including me.
Well, the worst of it is...
Oh, I don't think we better tell him that, Effie. Wait until he simmers down a bit.
Tell me what? Oh, go on, let me have it. What's happened now?
Well, you might as well tell him. Yes. Well, I was going to call you over at Ann's, and then I thought, well, after waking her up and asking to borrow it, I hate to let her know that... Now we don't need the roaster.
Don't need it?
No, honey.
Don't need it.
Aren't coming.
Look, I'm coming, dear. Your mother called, and there's a terrible sleet storm there, and they finally decided they'd better not come.
Well, I called my mother and told her what your mother said, and she said that it was just starting there, too. And they'd wondered last night whether they should come or not. They're waiting, you know, to see what it was like this morning. But anyhow, all in all, we decided that what was driving conditions...
Well, we turned on the radio, and the temperature is expected to drop 20 degrees. And the announcer said, stay home.
Which is what I should have done, stayed home.
Yes, so.
Well, aren't you going to cook the turkey anyhow?
Well, honey, six of us could never eat a 28-pound turkey.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, we took the stuffing out of it, and we didn't think we should freeze the turkey with the stuffing in. And we'll just put the turkey in the freezer.
Are we going to have any Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, now we go out.
Go out?
Mm-hmm.
Out for Thanksgiving dinner? Well, seems to me that's the one meal of the year you ought to eat at home.
Oh, boy, and Effie, what did I tell you? I knew he'd be this way. Well, we had another idea, but I didn't know how you'd go for that either, since you always feel Thanksgiving should be just family. But how about calling some people we know here in town who are probably eating alone?
Yes, like my friend Aurelia Jensen and her sister Aggie.
And that bachelor from your office who lives at the hotel. I mean, we know several people there, you know, who... Well, I know it's last minute sort of thing, but we could act as though they're helping us eat up the turkey since the folks can't come, you know, so they don't think that we're feeling sorry for them. Matter of fact, I think it'd be fun, dear. You don't.
Who said I didn't? I was just... thinking of who else we could ask. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, good.
Get the turkey in the oven.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Buck.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Terrell Hawkins speaking.